Okay, so we started last week discussing about Yodis. Talked about Yodis. And this week, Parshas Tetzava, so it doesn't have a major connection to the Parsha. But we started talking about Yodis, and I saw everyone so excited that we got into it, so we should zip it continue. But also, just maybe a cute thing, we know that Yodis is that you say part of the Lashon, but part of the Lashon is missing. You're trying to make a neder, right? So instead of saying the whole Lashon of what the neder should be, you leave out, you don't finish off your dibur. You just say part of it. So, but you can figure out where the guy's going. That's the whole idea of Yodis. You can figure out what he wants, you can figure out where he's going, and therefore, it's two ways to learn, but the Pashup Shad is that we finish the Lashon for him, because we know what he wants, you know what he wants to do. So here, there's a main thing missing in Parshas Tetzava, but we all know what the reason is, and what Moshe Rabbeinu's name is missing from Parshas Tetzava. Okay, so yeah. Okay, but anyway, it's just a nice Yishmak. We started last week, so we should for sure continue. Okay, so the first Mishnah in the Nedarim talks about Yodis. First says called Kinan Darim Kinadarim. And then later on it says like this, and you don't have this in the papers that we start from the Gemara, but I'll just tell you what the Mishnah says. It says, somebody tells his friend, Madrani Limcha, I'm making a netter from you, Mufrashani Limcha, Mufrakani Limcha, I'm furthering myself from you, She'ani Oicholach, that I'm going to eat from you. Meaning I'm making a netter, basically, that I'm staying away from you, that I'm not going to eat from you. So the Mishnah says, Aser. Okay. Now let's go to the Gemara that's on your page. It is Dalam Abayz by the two dots. Ha'imelachaveir mudar ani. I just read the whole part of the Mishnah. Ha'imelachaveir mudar ani. So the Mishnah said that he said shani taimla, that I'm going to eat from you. Ha'amr Shmuel bekulon achi yoimer shani oichalach. With all of them, the guy has to actually say that I'm not going to eat from you. Shani oichalach, shani shataymach. Then it's going to be aser. Right? Then the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions, and we're going to get back to Hayom and Aleph all the way in the bottom. So I'm just going to go to the next number, and it's about seven lines from the bottom. Elahachi itmar. So after a few kashas, the Gemara says like this. Elahachi itmar. Taima, this is what Shmuel meant to say. Taima the Amr Shani Oichalach, Shani Taimlach, who the Asr. Aval Amr Madrani Himachal. Let's say the guy just says, I'm making a nether from you. I want to distance myself from you. Loi Mashma the Amr Asr. It's not Mashma that he wants to Asr himself from, here it means food, from that I'm not going to eat from you. My Taima. Why? Because Mudr Ani Mimcha, what does that mean? What's another way to learn Mudr Ani Mimcha? It doesn't mean that I'm not going to eat from you. It means I'm not going to talk to you. Which is another lashon of the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to eat from you. It means that I'm not going to do business with you. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to eat from you. It means that I came to the Dalad Amasila. So you see that if you would just say Mudrani Himecha, or Mefreshani Himecha, it wouldn't be considered a good nether, because we don't know what he means. Does he mean that he doesn't want to eat from the guy, or does it mean that he doesn't want to talk to the guy? So since we don't know what he wants, we can't. It's not going to work as a yah. Okay. So then the next page, which is, well, we're going to turn back in a second, but I'm going to get them all on one page. So the Gemara says, Lema kasav Shmuel yadayim she'ein lechichis lehavin yadayim. So let's say that Shmuel holds that since this is called the Yad Sheina Mechiyah, it's a Yad that we don't know where the guy's going, right? He said part of a Lashon, but we don't know what he wants. Does he want to Aser eating by the guy? Does he want to Aser having talking to the guy? So you see that Shmuel holds that since it's a Yad Sheina Mechiyah, and he holds that it's not a good Lashon, so he holds Yadayim Sheina Mechiyah, it's like having Yadayim. Okay, let's stop there for now. So, what is considered a yad she'ena mechiyah? We know that there's a yad which is good. A yad is certainly a good way to make a nether. And then there's also a yad she'ena mechiyah, which, according to Shmuel and how we paskin, is not a good yad. Yad she'ena mechiyah is not a good yad. So, let's take a look at the Ran. So the Ran on Hayom and Aleph, just turn back one page. The last line of that Ran, and then we'll go to the next page, which finishes off the Ran. Elahafi Yitmar, time of the Omer. When he doesn't say the word Sha'ichalach, it's going to be mutter. The time, what's the reason? Mishum the loy mashma the amar aser. It's not mashma that he wants to aser. The havel hu yadayim shayim mechichais. Because it's a yachin mechich, loy havi yadayim. The dilma majrani mechaloy mashina ba'adach mashma. Because maybe when he says that I'm making a net of him, he means that he doesn't want to talk to him. So now we have a yachin mechich. So we don't know whether it means that he doesn't want to talk to him, or we don't know whether it means that he doesn't want to eat from him. Or the way the Ran's going, doesn't want to get hana from it. So now, vafilu b'dibura nami loy mitzer. So you're not going to be usher on dibur either. The guy says madrani emecha. So it could mean two things. So do we pick one, or do we say they're both no good? So zok the Ran, they're both no good. Not even b'dibur you're not going to be usher. Vafilu b'dibura nami loy mitzer. The loya dinon, we don't know, ila hanoi chavin, ila diburi chavin. We don't know what he wants. Does he want to be asr hano, meaning eating hano, or does he want to asr talking? Ulchol chad bechad, havalahu yadayim shein mechichais. And each thing, asring food or asring talking to him, is considered a yachin mechich by itself. Okay. So that's the Ran Shita. The Ran Shita is that when the Gemara says that when a guy just says Madrani Himecha, right, you're not going to be usher in Dibur and you're not going to be usher in Achila because they're both a Yach and a Mechiach to both. And Shmuel holds, and that's how we paskin, that a Yach and a Mechiach is not a good Yach. Okay? Let's see the Rush. Go back a page. The Rush, all the way on the bottom of the Rush, it's the second wide line, or actually go to the second wide line from the bottom, on the Rush. You see Pirush HaRush on the side? Second wide line on the bottom.
Very small.
It's very, very small. Can you see it?
On the first page?
It's on the first page. It's the second line from the bottom. The second wide line from the bottom. It's very, very small. On Hayom and Aleph.
Second wide line?
Second line from the bottom. Second line from the bottom. V'gam l'dabri mai, that's what I'm going to get. V'gam l'dabri mai mutter, it's also mutter to talk to him, if the guy says this lashon. She'enoi mechiach l'zeh, yoysemi l'zeh, v'loi havi yad klal. It's not a yad b'chlal. Because it's not mechiach to one more than the other. Avol, here's an important point. Avol, ein l'farish, de l'dabri imai oser. Don't tell me that when a guy says madrani mecha, even though he's not going to be usher to eat, he will be usher to talk to him. Don't tell me that he's going to be usher to talk to him. Why do yoyser havi mechiach liyos lasser divim lasser hanav? Don't say that when a guy says madrani mecha, since it's more mashma that he wants to usher talking, so then therefore we should usher at least talking. Don't tell me that. The habaser hachi amalei of papa laabai leimik savashmu yadayim shemitim so havi yadayim. Pirish mitlo yaser mimadrani mimcha, iser hanal. Mechlad vulman damra, havin yadayim, aser vahana, umutul adabr. Because the other man damra is going to hold that as, if you hold yadayim shimachicha as havin yadayim, it's going to be aser hana. It's going to be aser to eat. And if it's going to be aser to eat, that means it's not going to be aser to talk. So, elamai, what's more mashma? Zakhtarash, it's more mashma. Ama yaser havi aichacha. Lesser hanam, lesser dibur. So the question basically comes down to this, and this is why I'm just showing these two things. When a guy says madrani mechal, what is it more mashma? Is it more mashma that he wants to aser hano, or is it more mashma that he wants to aser dibur? Zok the Rush, it's more mashma that has come to aser hano. Why? Because if you hold yadayim shen mechichas having yadayim, then it's going to be aser in hano. It's going to be aser to eat. Shmuel, the only reason why Shmuel says that the idea in the Mishnah that the reason why you're going to be Aser and Hana is only because he says Shani Eichelach, but if he doesn't say that, then it's not going to be Aser and Hana. But if you hold Yadayim Shemichichas Havin Yadayim, So then it will be Asur Hanal, even if you do not say Shani Oichalach. Why, Zok the Rosh? Because it's more mashma when a guy says Madrani Mimcha, that is going, he's coming to Asur Hananah, and not Asur and Dibur. From a Mother Shach, like the Ran and the Rosh, Dibur is going to be Mutter. The guy says Madrani Mimcha, the way that we pass, Yadayim Shemechichos Lai Havin Yadayim, Dibur is going to be Mutter. Right? Because it's a Yad Shein HaMechiyach. I just want to point out something which sounds a little interesting to me. The Rosh seems to be a little bit sicer himself. I mean, tell me what you think. First he says, what I read to you, right, that first wide line that I started reading to you. V'gam l'dabri my mutter. It's mutter to talk to him. She'enai mechiyach lezeh yoyser mi lezeh. Right, he says it's not mechiyach to one more than the other. Right, the reason why, that's the thing, the reason why L'dabri Mai is mutter is because it's not Mechiach more to Dibur than it is to Hana. And then at the end, he says, the last line, Alma Yoyser Havi Haychacha Lasser Hana Melasa Dibur. Which one is it? Is it an equal Mashmais, or is it more Mashma to Hana than it is to Dibur?
At the end, he says it's more Mashma to Dibur?
Yeah, look at that last line of the Rosh. Alma Yoyser Havi Haychacha Lasser Hana Melasa Dibur.
More mashma that he's answering Hana than Dibur.
That's what the Rosh says.
Is that going on from the other mandamar?
Well, it shouldn't change. The mashmois is not going to change from one mandamar to the other mandamar. Hmm. Well, just one mandamar is going to hold that's enough, and one mandamar doesn't hold that's enough. But the mashmois from Madranim Cha, there's not a machlik is what Madranim Cha means. Everyone knows that it can mean two things. Just one holds that you don't need the yad shein yad mechiyach, and one holds that you do.
In the first statement, he's saying that they're equally.
That's what it seems like he's saying. He's saying,
well,
so it's not mechiyach more. That's why he says that's why the dabri is going to be mutter. By the way, okay. So, and also the Ran that I read to you before, the Ran says, he says a similar thing. He says, I'll read it again. V'afil v'dibura nami lo mitzer, de lo yadinon, we don't know. Each one is considered the Yachin Mechiyach. We don't know what he means. I mean, this doesn't seem that it's more mashma one than the other.
The Rosh okay. Thing, it has to be more mashma for Hanah because otherwise.
That's what he says at the end. So then what's
I,
the.
Yeah, I hear it. I mean,
yeah.
The Ran says they're equally.
The Ran and the Rosh seem to say, at least in the beginning of the Rosh, the Ran seem to say that they're both equally mashma both.
Yes.
Mashma, Madrani, Mecha, I'm not going to eat from you.
What does the word actually mean?
I'm netter from you. I'm distancing myself from you.
But we have no idea what.
What does he mean? Distancing what? I'm not going to have enough from you. I'm not going to talk to you. Okay, so now let's take a look at the Rambam. That's the next page.
Why don't we just say if it's so vague, would we just disregard it?
Right. So that's what Shmuel is saying.
I think it should be the opposite. Ambiguity goes against the drafter.
So it should ask for both.
Everything. Just to be clear. Or to communicate later.
Yeah, but when Nadarim, you have to say a Lashon, right? You have to say a Lashon of another. Okay, so take a look at the next page of the Rambam. Okay? Chav Gimel. Ha'ayim al-Chaveirai. You have it? Ha'ayim al-Chaveirai. Mudr ani mimcha. Mashma davar zeh shal yidabri lo. It's mashma that he's not going to talk to him. Mufar shani mimcha mashma yishla yisav yitin ima. He's not going to do business with him. Baruch gani mimcha mashma shla yishav arba amaysa. So according to the Rambam is saying, if the guy says madrani mimcha, he's going to asr himself a dibur. Dibur is going to be asr. Huh?
Just
deeper. Just if a guy just says Madrayim, it's mashma, he does not want to talk to him. But he says at the end, Abul Mamr like Mudan Nimcha Shlay Oichalach, then it's going to be aser to eat with him. But if a guy just says Madrayim Nimcha, he's going to be aser and deeper.
Modir.
Yeah, mother is the same thing.
Mother
and Nimcha is the same thing as Madrani.
Why is it any more specific to ask her for food?
Though that's my kasha. That's going to be my kasha. We just had the Ran and the Rosh, who both said...
Word.
Huh?
It's the exact same word.
Exactly the same word. So the Rambam is learning that even though it's not mashma by... I just didn't bring up a Shulchan Aruch, which is the next thing. The Rambam's mashma is going to be us in Dibur. So you have the Ran and the Rosh who say, Dibur is for sure going to be mother. Because it's the Yachin and Mechiach. We pass in Yachin and Mechiach because they have in Yadayim. You're not going to be also in Dibur. You're not going to be also in Achila. And not only that, seems from the Rosh and the Ran that they're both equally Mashma. They're both equally Mashma. Mashma Dibur and it's Mashma Hanah. The same equal. The same. So what does the Rambam hold? Do you want to say that the Rambam holds that Yadayim and Mechiach is having Yadayim? That can't be. Everyone passing Yadayim and Mechiach is like having Yadayim. So you can't say that the Rambam holds Yash Mechich is Hayah. So what does he hold here? So maybe the Pashta answer, and by the way, look at the next page, which is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch also passes like the Rambam. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Thank you. Shulchan Aruch says. That's not even the Kash. Look at the end of the Mechaber in Aleph, Yadis. He talks about Yadis. And then all the way at the end, he says, "Vim amru madrani mechayim v'shayim mechayim rofkayim mecha." V'loy siim dvara. He does not finish his word. Sheni aichalov. Vim madrani mecha asal adavimai. He's going to ask. He's going to be asked to speak to him. So you see, the mechaber is passing like the Rambam, not like the Ran and the Rosh. Now that, take a look at the Shach. The Shach Gimel. Vim madrani mecha. The Shach's on the left.
Very bottom of the wide lines, third line, three lines up. Four lines up.
Towards the left.
Oh, I see,
okay,
thank you.
Sarach Ian Al-Arab. It's a kash on the Ramah. When he says Arab, he means Ramah. It's a kash on the Ramah. Shalai Hevi Dasa Rosh Vatur Varan. This the Kol Shalai Siyam Dvarav Eilin. Now they're Kwa. Keeping the Mash Mahachi and Mash Mihachi. Lai Havi Adai Machichas. So Bishlama Machaber, I understand. Okay, the Machaber, like Shlomo said, that's the loy kasha. Shekain darkei lidrech min esim Rambam. The Mechaber goes like the Rambam. That's fine. Avol Rav kasha. The Ramah shver. Why wouldn't the Ramah be making here and say, hey, hold on a second. The Rosh and the Ran and the Tor, the Yesh Ayman, that he would not be also in Dibur.
When the Ramah doesn't say anything, we assume he agrees with the
Shver. Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
He wants him to argue with the Mechaber.
Yeah.
The
Rosh and the Ran and the Tor. So what's the pattern of this Rambam? So,
the Ramah usually does that.
Yeah, if there's another daya, then the Ramah will bring it down.
Particularly the Rosh, they usually go to the Rosh.
Oh, the Rosh. I don't know.
Ashkenazi.
Yeah, because the Rosh is Ashkenazi.
Okay.
He's the Rosh
kind of like Tosus. I hear. So that's the kasha. What's the pattern of the Rambam? So I have a Pasha of the Teretz. We don't have to go anywhere. Pasha of the Teretz. The Rambam holds that when a guy says Madrani Mechal, it's more Mashma Dibur than it is Hana.
Why?
Maybe that's what the Rambam holds. And he just holds when a guy says Madrani Mechal, he holds it's more Mashma Dibur than it does. No, the Ran and the Rosh were very clear, or at least in the beginning of the Rosh, that it's equally Mashma both. And that's actually what the Shach says. He says, again, the same Lashon, Kivan the Mashma Hachi, Mashma Hachi. But it could be the Rambam. Why can't you just say Pashat? The Rambam holds that it's more Mashma Diba than it is Mashma Hana. Well, number one, you're going to run into the Rosh's Kash. That's number one. Because if you say that it's more Mashma Dibur, right, the Rosh said, if it's more Mashma Dibur, then let's say you hold the Adam Shinu Chichas Havni Adam. What's going to be Osir? Dibur or Hana? The Rosh says Hana. Right? If you hold the Adam Shinu Chichas, this is all in Shmuel. Well, let's say you hold the Adam Shinu Chichas Havni Adam. What would you hold as Osir? It's like the Rosh, you'd hold the Hana as Osir. Well, if it's more mashma dibur, why should I not be aser? Dibur should be aser. Salamai, it's more mashma hana. So that's one kasha. Another kasha I have, which is going to be, which
you
I think
say
is.
Hana, you mean food.
Yeah. I feel like that, yeah. It seems that it's the Ran interchanges it. Okay, so what I think is going to be even a bigger kasha, which is just on the whole sugya of Yodas, of this whole idea of Yashir Mechiah. Is like this. Let's take a look at the last page, which is the Gemara and Kedusha. Amar Shmuel, it's the two dots. You see it?
Where are we?
This is on the right side. Hey, I'm in Bayes and Kedushin. Amr Shmuel, it's about the fifth wide line. About the two dots. See it? Yeah? Amr Shmuel. The Kedushin, this is just talking how to do Kedushin. The Kedushin, Nasim La Kesef, Eshava Kesef. You give her some Kesef, the Amr La, you tell her, Hare At Mikudeshas. Hare At Meuresas. Hare At Lintu. Hare Zu Mikudeshas. In all these cases, she's going to be Mikudeshas to you. What word did you not say here, which is plainly obvious? You didn't say we, right? You just said Hare At Mikudeshas. Hare At Meuresas. So Shmuel says, that's enough. You give her Kedushin, you give her Kesef, I'm sorry, and then you say, Harei Mekudeshes, that's good enough. Hareini Isheich, let's say you give her Kesef, and you say, I am your husband. Hareini Baalich, Hareini Rusasech, all the same type of Lashon. It's like the Gemara, it's like, well, ain't Kan Beis Mechlash. There's nothing even to worry about. There's no way that you're even married. No, nothing to even think about. V'chein Negerishin, Nasim Lov Amal Harei Mekudesh Mishlachas, Harei Mekudeshes, Harei Mekudeshes, Haladam. Harei Zemegureshes. If you say the same lashon, Harei Amishulachas, you don't say from me. You just give her that. So then she's going to be Megureshes. Eini Isheich, Eini Balach, Eini Rusesh, Eini Rusesh, Eini Kanveis Mechash. Same idea. If you just say, I'm not your husband, that's not enough. There's no suffix even. Okay. So, Amaleir Papalabai, Lemimra de Sover Shmuel, Yadayim She'ein Maichichas, Havin Yadayim. So you see that Shmuel holds, Yadayim She'ein Maichichas, Havin Yadayim. Because he didn't say Lee, he just says Harei Mekudeshes. Maybe he's being Mekadesher for a friend of his, right? So the Gemara says, you see clearly that Shmuel holds that Shmuel doesn't have any dying. I have a hotna, and it can't be because we have a Mishnah. Somebody just says I am. So what does he mean? I am Harei Zeh Nazir. So he is a Nazir because that's how people say when they make Naziris, they say Aha Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir. But if a guy just says Aha, Harei Zeh Nazir. Vavinu, but we asked. Maybe he means I am going to be in a tainus now. How do you know he means to be mimekabel naziris on himself? That's only because a nazir is walking by him. A nazir walks by him and says, "Oh, aha, I want to be like that guy." Then I understand. So the Gemara said, "Practi Gemara, taima the nazir over the fana." The reason why, if a guy just says "aha," it'll be a good naziris. Is because the nazir is going in front of him. A different nazir passed in front of him. Halav hachi loy. So how can Shmuel say that if a guy just says Harei Amukadeshes and gives her kesef, that it's going to be a good kedushin for him? You see clearly from here that he needs yad shemechiyah. He needs yad mechiyah. Because when the guy says aha, the only way it's going to work is if a nazir is over the fun of. You hear?
Why can you say in the case of kedushin that happens to be there's a maisa going on also?
What ma'isa? Oh, someone else doing kedushin? What? I know, but who are you being mekadesh for? You or somebody else? You can be mekabel. You can do a shliach for someone.
Yeah, technically, when you're giving it to her, technically you're a shliach.
You can be a shliach for me. I'm giving hey, you go be mekadesh.
Oh, it's me or I'm doing this for someone else.
Right. That's the shliach. So how can Shmuel say that it's going to work? You see clearly that he holds you need yad mechiyah. So the Gemara says, "Hacham ma'askin on the amar li." You're right. He left out an integral part of the word, integral part of the sentence. He means Harei Mekudeshes Li. That's what he said. Okay, so take a look at Taisus here. Ha lav hachi loy. Okay, so here we said that this was in the kasha, but the kasha was that Shmuel said Harei Mekudeshes works. Frek the Gemara from Nazir. So which the Gemara says, Halav Hachi Loi. Frak the Gemara, Vim Taimar, Frak Taisus, Vim Taimar, you have it? Amai Loi Mishani, the Loi Lam Havin Yadayim. Why don't we say that Shmuel Hod Yadayim Shein Lechichas Havin Yadayim? Vahasim de Ka'amar Aha, Afilu Yadayim Shein Lechichas Loi Havin, de Dilmo Aha Betainas Kama. Say, Zok Taisus of Pasha Teretz. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is when a guy says Harei Mekudeshes, Shmuel says that that's not enough. Right? Shmuel says that that's good kedushin. Frank the Gemara, how can that be a good kedushin? If a guy says aha, it's not going to work according to Shmuel. Right? It's not going to work to be Mekabel Naziris. It's like Tosis, what do you mean? That's not even a yad. That's not even a yad shein mechiyah.
The guy just says, I am. He wakes up and he says, I am. What are you? You're talking like nonsense. That's not even a yad. Why? Because it's like Tysus, because maybe he means a habititis comer. So the Yesh Leimar, you can't answer this. The Tfei Mashma Aha Lashon Nazirus Mi Lashon Tainus. The Aha Mashma Miya. Upanim Sha'achal, sometimes he's going to be eating. V'leimati L'meimra Aha B'tainus Ad-Lamachar. When he says Aha B'tainus, it must be he already ate. When he says Aha, sometimes he ate already. So maybe if he wants to be a Tainus, he's not going to start till tomorrow. Aval Gabi Nazirus Miya Yochal Haskel Nazirusa Mirza. The Zok Tainus. No, I can't tell you that it's not a Yad B'chlal. When a guy says Aha, you'll tell me, what's Aha? Aha's nothing. I am what I am nothing. So he says, no, Zok Tyson, no, because Aha is more Mashma Naziris than it is Tainus. So therefore, you see that there's a Yad. It's a Yad. So it's a Yad Shinabachia. Zok Shmuel, it's not going to be good unless there's another Ayvel Fun. What do you see from Tysus? What does he want to bring up from Tysus? You see from Tysus that if something is equally mashma both, is that called a yad shein hamechiach? If something is mashma two things equally, is that even called a yad shein hamechiach? That's my question to you now. After we just saw this Tysus, Tysus is clear that it's not. Because this whole kasha is that just say that it's not a yad shein hamechiach even, because Aha could be mashma tainus, the same it could be mashma naziris. And by the way, the Rashba learns like this over here, and the Ramban learns like this. They both learn that when a guy says aha, if it could be mashma two things, that's not even the yachin amechiach. So what do you see clearly that in order to even become a yachin amechiach, it has to be more mashma one thing than it's mashma than the other thing. And that's Tysus Teretz. Tysus Teretz is aha is more mashma naziris than it is tainus. Now that it's more mashma one than it's mashma the other, so now it's called the yad shein hamechiach, and now that it's called the yad shein hamechiach, if a nazir is over the funnel, then it's going to work. But if a nazir is not over the funnel, it's not going to work. Yeah? You hear? So if something's mashma equally mashma two things, it's not going to call the yad shein hamechiach. So what's my kasha now? What's my kasha now? What's counting the round in the rush? The round in the rush in the Darim said that if something's equally mashma both, that's the Yad Shein HaMechiach. And that's why it's not going to be Aser Dibur, right? The Ryan and the Rosh will say it's not going to be Aser Dibur because how do we know what you're talking about? Dibur and Hanah is equally matched for both things. How can you ask for one without the other?
So they hold that they're both
Aser? No, what? Who?
Neither is Aser.
They hold that neither is Aser because
well,
we don't know what.
That's just like we're saying now. We're saying the same thing now. If he said Aha, nothing is Aser.
Right, if he says Aha, nothing, but it's not even Yad Shein HaMechiach. The way the Ran and the Rosh learn Yad Shein HaMechiach is that it's equally mashma both. Right? That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, we don't know what he means. Eine Mechiach lezeh, yoysumi lezeh. It's equally mashma both.
So both are Aser?
No, so the Rosh says both are not Aser. But my point is, what's the definition of Yad Shein HaMechiach? Defined from Yad Shein HaMechiach. So the way the Ran and the Rosh learn, that I said before, is that it's equally mashma both. If it's equally mashma both, then we don't know what the guy wants.
We're saying that even if you know one's more mashma one way or the other, you still that's considered yad shein.
Because since the other one could mean that, technically it can mean that also. Aha b'tainus, it could technically mean that. So then that's called a yad shein hamechiach. It's a yad shein hamechiach for naziris.
Right.
It wouldn't be yad shein hamechiach for tainus.
Right.
So you hear? So that's the kasha I'm asking the Ran and the Rosh. Here, I think it's a bomb kasha, and then that's why it's not going to help you the Rambam. Let's say the Rambam we said okay, so the Rambam will say that it's more mashma one than it's mashma the other. It's still a yad shein hamechiach. The definition of a yad shein hamechiach is that one is more it's more mashma one than it's mashma the other. If they're equally mashma, that's not called the yad shein hamechiach b'chlal.
But from
the ice of
the
rush,
you're okay. I mean, the
ice of the rush. From the ice of the rush, yeah, okay. I'm the ice of the rush, okay. But I'm not okay with Dibor still because the ice of the rush.
The Rambam is still
Shabbat. Okay, yeah, I hear. But I mean, so the kasha could be on the Ran. The Ran's mashma that if it's equally mashma, then that's called the action of Mechiah. So I was once at a chasna, Okay, when I was a bacher, I was learning this in BMG. I was at a chasna, and I saw a virtual shechta there. You know, Shiva Vayu. So I went over to him. I told him this whole shtukla. I asked him this kasha. So he told me, it was between the chup and the first dance. So we went for a walk. We went for a walk outside of the hall, and you know, people coming over to him while we're talking. But anyways, I asked him this whole shtukla. So he told me, and I said, okay, so what does Rav Shiva say? You know, what? So he said, I don't know. So he said, I never learned the Dharam. I said, oh, you never said Shir in the Dharam?
Of course.
I'm not sure if he said he never went to Shir in the Dharam, or I never said Shir in the Dharam. He said, Shir in Kedushin. This is in Kedushin. But he's probably just blowing me off anyway. But this is my story.
He knows
the guard.
Why would
he
say?
No, maybe I don't know. Maybe he just wasn't
interested.
I don't know.
He doesn't want to get in.
Okay, fine.
But
anyway,
it was what you were wearing. If you would have been a little more dressed like me, he would have talked to you.
So this is one kasha. This is a kasha I have. So I have to tell you this chaznish. There's a chaznish that says pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. The chaznish asks the same kasha that we asked on the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, the same kasha as the Shach, basically, he asks on the Shulchan Aruch. And so he says like this, he says a very interesting getter. That's why I have to tell it to you. I can't tell you that I understand it, but he says that the Lashon of Madraninimcha, the Lashon is more Mashma Dibur. Just looking at the Lashon itself. But he said people use it more to Aser Hana. Okay? So, if you hold Yadayim Shana Mechichas, Havin Yadayim. So then it would go what people use it for, the Derech B'nei Adam. The Derech B'nei Adam is to Aser Hanot. So then it would Aser Hanot. But if you hold Yadayim Shana Mechichas, Lai Havin Yadayim, so then you don't look at what people use it for, and you just look at the Lashon itself. The Lashon itself, Madranim Chal, is more Mashma Dibur.
It's actually Mechiyah.
Maybe that's it. I didn't look up the chayyim. But yeah, according to what you're saying, yeah. According to what we're saying, that if Yachim Machiach is like having a dime, then yeah. Yeah. I want to point out one more thing to you before we leave that. Take a look at this Taisus in Kedushin. This next Taisus. The next Taisus, Hachamai Eskin, is Amr Lee. Okay, so this Taisus, it has a kash like this. Mashma, the Masa Kacha, with Shmuel. Don't worry, we're going to skip. We're not going to see the whole thing. Mashma the masa kacha l'shmuel the adaim she'ena mechichas loy havin yadaim. It's mashma from here that Shmuel holds yadaim she'mechichas is not yadaim. V'teima the bereish mesechlus the darim amar ha'ayim lachaveir madran mimcha v'vashayim lachem rochayim lachash and yadaychol hashem yitayim lach aser. V'ka'amir lo b'gemara. This is the gemara that we learned. We said in the gemara about that lashon amar Shmuel b'kula nachi yaymer she'ni yadaychol lach and yitayim lach. U'masik my taima. We said, why is it no good, right? Dilma madrayim mechad v'lo mishdina b'adach mashma. Mufershayim mechad v'lo v'in masamatim b'adach mashma. Chani v'lokim v'adam v'adach mashma. Uparach, the Gemara asked, and we saw this all, by the way, so I'm going fast. Uparach, we asked, lema desavir shmuel yadayim shemechichas le'yavim yadayim. So the Gemara says, so why don't you say that Shmuel holds yadayim shemechichas le'yavim yadayim? Umushani, the Gemara answered, Shmuel mukimas nisim kreb Yehuda, dami yadayim shemechichas le'yavim yadayim. So that means, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel is saying, nah, Shmuel learned the mission like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yadayim Shemechichas Leihav and Yadayim. What does Shmuel hold? If Shmuel says, the kasha was, oh, Yadayim Shemechichas Leihav and Yadayim, that's how Shmuel is learning the Mishnah, right? Because if a guy just says Madrani Mimcha, it's not going to be us. Right? So the Gemara says, so Shmuel holds Yadayim Shemechichas Leihav and Yadayim. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel learns the mission like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yadayim Shemechichas Le'yavin Yadayim. So what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel doesn't hold like that, right? He's saying, no, Shmuel learns the mission like Rabbi Yehuda, but he himself would hold Avin Yadayim. So Fractaisis, here it's Mashma that Shmuel holds Yadayim Shemechichas Le'yavin Yadayim, because he says you have to say Li. And the Gemara in the Dharma is Mashma, since he says, oh, learn the mission like Rabbi Yehuda, then... Okay, just one more thing. The Gemara says, "My duch kei Shmuel." Why is Shmuel being matchik to one like Rabbi Yehuda, who the halacha is not like him? Why doesn't he learn like the Rabbanan? Well, if Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then of course he wants to learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So that's the raya that Shmuel doesn't hold, that the Yadayim Shemechichas like having Yadayim. He said, the Mishnah has to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, if he holds the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara wouldn't ask, why is he being matzik to learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? He wants to learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda because that's how he holds. Obviously, Shmuel does not hold the Mishnah, does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds the Yadayim Shemechichas having Yadayim. So Frak Taisi Avestira. Here the Gemara Kedusha is the Gemara Kedusha is mashma that Shmuel holds Yadayim Shemechichas loy having Yadayim, and that's why he has to say Lee. And the Gemara in the Dharma is mashma Yadayim Shemechichas having Yadayim. Look at Taisus. Let's skip to the end of Taisus, and then he'll tell me what this means. The Yesh Leimar. This is the last part. The Harei Ad Mekudeshes Vayomer Lee Lay Mashma Cloud Mekudeshes Lee Kamar the Hanam Asa the Kashis Lachaveroi. The Yadayim She'ein Mechicha is Klav. Kihani Vadei Kamer Shmuel Yehav Yadayim. So now it seems like there's two Madrigas. There's Yadayim She'ein Mechichas, and then there's Yadayim She'ein Mechichas Klav. Here, by Kedushin, we have no idea what the guy means. The guy can mean that he's being Mekash for his friend, or being Mekash for himself. So that's called Taisus, that's like Mechichas Klav, which means that even if you hold Yadayim She'ein Mechichas Yehav Yadayim here, it wouldn't work. Because that's called Ein Mechichas Klav. So now, so why is that? Because it's equal? So is Taisus learning that when it's equal, it's called Dina Mechia Klal, but when it's more mashma one than the other, then that's called the Yadayim Shemechichas. Right? That's, I'm saying, it's another raya. Taisus holds, and or this is the way to learn, that if it's equally mashma two, that's called Dina Mechia Klal. And then nobody in the world is going to hold that's considered a yad. No one in the world. But once you have one that's more mashmah one than the other, then you get into the world of Yadayim Shein Mechichas. And then, you know, then we can talk about whether you hold the
Havim. Why is the other one more... Why is the other one more clear?
What? By the Dharm?
Yeah. Why is that more clear than the Aaron Kedushin? Why is that Lashon less ambiguous?
I will behind in the Dharm, Havim Mechichas Tvei. I don't know why it's more mashma. I guess it's more mashma that
it's equally vague to me.
Yeah. No, I know. But obviously, Taisus is saying it must be. It must be that by Nedarim, it's a little more mafia one way than the other way. And the guy says, but Dranim Chai, it's more mashma one than it's mashma the other.
Which one is the more mashma? Which one?
Taisus doesn't say, you know. But whatever you want to say, it's that whatever the Yashin Mechiach would be, it would have to be the one that's more mashma that. It has to be more mashma. Let's say dibur. Let's say let's one like the Rambam. It has to be more mashma dibur than it's mashma achila.
Yeah. It's not more mashma anything.
I know the rush. I'm saying I know you, but the Rambam holds that dibur is aser.
Yeah, but
bipaskin
ein mechiach. That's not the tzad that's. The Gemara is clear that Yadayim Shein Mechichas, if you hold Hav Yadayim, it's Asar Hanah. So
what you're saying is more Mashma Hanah. That's the Rosh's Raya.
Right.
So why would the Rambam hold the Rosh and Dibur?
They have the Chazanish.
Okay. But then you're saying that he learns that it's that you were saying that he learns that it's Mechiach, right?
It's the Chazanish has to be saying that.
You're saying the Chazanish is saying that. But then it wouldn't be a Shaila. Then it wouldn't be a Yad Shein Mechiach. It would be a Yad Mechiach.
The Chazanish is saying something.
Yeah,
I don't understand what he's saying. He's saying it's mechiach dibur, but that's not since that's not how people use it. So
right.
Saying very kashur is that.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm saying the sug is a big question mark by me. I'm not.
Yeah. But it's mistaber anyway that the Yadayim Shein Mechichas has to be mashma something. If you say I'm a kabbal, of course that's baloney. That's nothing. Right? Well, you're not even saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, but let's say you only have two options. Is that called the Yad Shein Mechiach? I mean, is that called the Yad Shein Mechiach, or is that called the Ein Mechiach Klal? Okay. I would, you know, it seemed from the Taisus as Ein Mechiach Klal. Okay. He said because you don't know, is it for him or for Chaver? It's Adam Asli Lekadosh Ishes Lechaver.
How would
Taisus
learn
Ein
Mechiach?
It has to be that one's more mashma. It has to be it's more mashma to the to.
So how does it be the lashon?
Of what? Madranim?
Ein Mechiach. I mean, it's Ein Mechiach, but it's more mashmal.
Right,
it's
because Ein Mechiach means that there is another option here. Even though that other option is not commonly used.
It's 60-40, whatever, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's not.
Exactly. Option. So that 60% is still called the Yach Ein Mechiach because there's a 40% Miyad. How much, at what point does it turn into Yad Mechiach? At what percentage? Does it have to be 100 or 90?
I don't know. I have to guess 100. I mean,
yeah, you would think. You would think. But that's the point I'm trying to bring out here, that it seems clear from Taisus that there's no such, when it's equally mashma, that's not called the Yachin HaMechiah. And the Ran and the Rosh seem clear that it is. Except they're shtickle, the Ran himself, he says you're equally mashma, and this is, well, listen to this lashon. U'chol chad v'chad ha'v'lohu yadayim shein l'chichis. Ron says it's mashma both. V'afilu b'dibur namilim mitzvah d'lo yadinan ila hanal yichavin ili dur b'lidibur yichavin u'chol chad v'chad ha'v'lohu yadayim shein l'chichis. How could it be yad shein l'chichis to both? According to Tosfos, it seems clear that it has to be more mashma than the other. If it's more mashma than the other, then probably the yachin mechiach is to the one that's more mashma. And if they're equal, then that's called in a mechiach klal.
They're saying that they're both
asur.
No, they're not
asur. No, the Ran saying they're both not asur, but in teaching up what a yachin mechiach is, he seems to say that they're both the yachin mechiach. It's both the yachin mechiach to dibur and tahana. Now, according to the way Tosfos is saying, that's impossible. You cannot have two Yachin Mechiachs in the same lashon. It has to be Yachin Mechiach only to one, whichever one's more mashma. So, just a quick vart in the parsha. In this tetzava, it says that you should use Shemen Zayis Zah, Kosis Lamahar. This is talking about the Menorah, that you have to use Shemen Zayis Zah. So, Rashi says, it doesn't have to be Veloy Kosis Lamanachas. It doesn't have to be so pure when you're using the oil for menachas, for mincha. So Ramayish explains, what does it mean that it doesn't have to be so pure? It means that you can have some sediment in the oil that you're using for the menachas, but you cannot have that sediment when you're using it for the night. Okay? So he says, what's it teaching us? So Ramayish says it's teaching us that, you know, the menorah is the symbol for Torah, right? So he says that sounds like he's talking to himself. Someone who was a leader in Tyre. So he says it has to be that all his meisim, everything that he does, is there's no shaila that he's doing it right. Everything that he's doing has to be, even from a simple looking at it, that it has to be right. It can't be that, oh, if I would have asked him and he's mevar, then I would understand why what he did was really right. He says, that's the same idea, because it can't have any sediment in it at all. When someone is in the limelight always,
everything's scrutinized.
So everything has to be perfect, even if you know it's perfect.
Well understood. Has to be understandable.
His
answer is upset, has to be clearly understood.
Well, not just that, he's saying anything that he does, even if he knows that he's right, 100% right for doing what he does, but it looks a little off. But if people would ask him, he'd be able to answer, tell him, explain to him why it's right. He says that you have to be careful not to do. He says, I guess someone who's a monarch has to be, everything has to be perfectly done right, because otherwise people are going to misunderstand, they're going to get mad.